Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AM/AA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network, the best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment, supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha and much mahalo. We're back. Going on 10 years on the radio network of the AMAA. Now, each week, we get to come into your home and talk about sport karate in America. Now, we can do this because of the network and, of course, our great producer, a man that had vision 9 years ago to put us in front of America and the world. He has created I get tongue-tied, I guess, because he's a renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen. He writes books. He creates podcasts. He speaks for Nike. Well, I got him on the air. Let me introduce him. Hunty Jesse Bowen. Are you there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, I get nervous, so I'm starting to introduce you now because you got so much going on. I forgot to add about the magazine, but let's talk about the magazine a little bit right now. What are you doing with the magazine? It's really, you got a new issue. Just came out. Tell my listeners about that, Hunty.
Well, yeah, we're really, you know, working with the magazine to get it to work. And that means not just print out. Some will read, some won't read. We're really trying to create the magazine that it works for the martial arts school owner, or it works for the person that wants to build a brand, that really wants people to know who they are and to work for them. So we have changed our magazine format that we're looking for martial arts school owners that we want to feature on the cover. And these martial arts school owners, they can be our martial arts school of the year. And because we want to help them enroll students. So our magazine was what I call, you know, you have some magazines that are the famous magazines. That if you're not famous, you don't get in them, you don't get on the cover, you don't get any of that going. What we're looking for are martial artists that want to grow their martial arts school. We have a fantastic marketing program that, you know, that we can bring, you know, $20,000, $100,000 of revenue, you know, in their schools, you know, through the use of our marketing program and, you know, and the magazine. And that is about really helping people discover who the martial artists are in their community. And when they discover who they are in their community, what we do is come up with a brand to help them to be able to market themselves. You know, we have a real special edition coming out on Grandmaster Victor Moore. And, you know, Grandmaster Moore, he was my instructor's teacher. So back in the early 60s, he was promoted to third-degree black belt under Grandmaster Moore before they moved, came to North Carolina. Of course, you know, they were part of the Ohio Judo and Karate. But, you know, he's 80 years old, you know, and so we're about legacy now and to be able to preserve that because out of that generation of martial artists, there are not a lot of them left that really proclaim themselves still to be martial artists. So, you know, we have that, you know, we just received an award. I was going to call you today that the Action Martial Arts, we received, you know, for the radio show and the podcast we're doing. And, you know, we received the Action Martial Arts Media Award. So that's shared with all of our team. It's not my award. It's your award because, you know, you put on this show, and we've got, you know, like I said, 10 years. I don't know many shows out there that have continued for 10 years. So we just received the Media Award, which, you know, will be presented in New Jersey coming up. So, you know, congratulations not only to you, but to everyone else that's, you know, coming on the podcast, on our blog radio and participating. The award belongs to everyone.
Well, it's our show, Archie. We've done this together. Now, I got to throw in my two cents about Victor. Victor is one of my dear friends. You know, we go back to the old USKA days with Robert Trias. Do you realize that Victor beat Collie Bubba? He beat Joe Louis. He beat Chuck Norris. He beat Mike Stone. He beat Mitchell Barbaro, the Thomas Kid. Victor beat a lot of people, Haji. And people need to remember that because not many people beat Joe Louis. In fact, I don't know too many people. In fact, I can't remember. I don't know anybody that beat all three of those guys. Do you know anybody that's done that?
No, like I said, I just heard tales about him and we, you know, I guess about, you know, 15 years ago we bumped into each other and so I've been, you know, supporting him, being there as a student, you know, for him and acting as a student capacity. But, you know, his legacy and the things he's done, you know, and I don't, you know, I really don't want to force to forget about that because, you know, during that period of time, you know, he was an exception to, you know, an exception to the rule.
Hockey, he was Max Atreus's dynamo that went out to the open circuit besides the USKA. Mm-hmm. And destroyed.
You know, Hanchi Bond,
yes, sir.
That whole OJK, that whole beginning, that was only about a mile and a half from my house where I grew up. I used to go there on a monthly basis, you know, the tournaments they had on Sundays.
Mm.
That was right in my backyard.
That's what we're trying to preserve. You know, that's what Jan Wellendorf, Mr. Wellendorf, when he did the Who's Who in American Karate, and that's what that was their concept they were trying to do is preserve that information, you know, 10 years later, you know, well, you know, where we've been working on the Who's Who in the martial arts. And so, you know, coming into our 10th anniversary, you know, we really have really worked on moving that bar. But, you know, AJ, those were the times of, you know, great martial artists, you know, in the discovering what the true sense of martial arts was about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Hanchi Bond, for all your work and your vision, and I can't wait to work out this year. I'm already scheduled up to like June. I'll send you the schedule. And if you ever talk to Victor, you make sure you tell him I love him, man. Victor, he's a great guy. He really is. I've really enjoyed my relationship with him through the years to watch him grow. I can't believe he's 80 years old. When's the last time you talked to Victor? When's the last time you talked to him?
Last week.
Wow. Cool. Why can't we get the magazine? When is the magazine coming out?
It'll be coming out in February. We have one pro. Super. We have a magazine that's coming out now, one in February. And then, like I said, after that one, we want to actually get together with you because we want to do a magazine featuring you and the Sport Karate Museum.
We need to get Victor on the show. You and I, we need to get Victor, especially him being on the cover of magazine.
I can get him on, but I just have to keep him tame.
All right. Well, you take care, and you have a great new year, sir, and I'll see you next week, okay?
Will do. All right.
Ladies
thank you,
and gentlemen, that is my producer, Hanchi Jesse Bowen. And, you know, I've got a couple guys that, as we say, watch my six. And that terminology means they watch my back. Now, I'm waiting on one of them. Is either a 40-time karate basket NBL. He's a producer. He runs 8 Angry Spartans. And I'm very proud to say he's my student. He's known as the Wolverine. His name is Dean Powell. So I think Dean will be coming on a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm here, Professor.
There you go,
hey,
Dean. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Is it cold in Florida?
Yeah, actually, today it's cold. It's like 20 degrees right now, so it's pretty. But we're up in the panhandle, so down in the lower Florida, it might not be that cold, but up in the panhandle, yeah, we're at 20 right now. So
it's 22 in Houston. So
I mean, we're not going to get any snow, but, I mean, you know.
I'm going to get you on in a minute before the 5. I'm going to ask you a personal question. And
okay.
I want you to stay close, okay? Let me get the other guy watching my six. He's up in Cleveland. I think it's like 10 degrees up there. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is I don't throw the word master or grandmaster around, but I like saying the word master to you in front of his name because he is a master in a style of Korean karate called Tang Soon Do. And he is only the man in sport karate, as far as I know, or karate in general, that's been inducted to the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame, which is pretty cool. A master performer that does demonstrations all around the country. In fact, he's done an exclusive demonstration that the legend, and hopefully I'll get to come this year. Ladies and gentlemen, the other man to watch is my back from Cleveland, Ohio, Master A.J. Perry. A.J., you there?
Pastor Lee, how are you? Thank you for the nice introduction. Appreciate that.
You got your coat on? Cause I know it's cold.
And it is cold here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel really cool that I got Dean and you watching my back. And I love introducing both you guys to the world because tonight we got a great show. I met this man at the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Atlanta where he interviewed me, and it was pretty amazing because that weekend I got to hang out with my student, Dean Piles, and together we received the Joe Lewis Eternal Award. But this man interviewed me, put me on his network, and he actually was represented last year at the Super Vendor Show, the first and annual show we do every year now, The Legend. And I want to bring him on. He's a producer, a master producer. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He's been around a long time. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to bring up Mr. Lance Brett from Across the Canvas. Lance, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, Lance?
I'm doing well. Hope you are, Professor.
How you doing, Lance?
Doing well.
Well, Lance, I remember we met at the Battle of Atlanta, as I said, back in Gallyville. What year was that? Was that 2018, 16? I can't remember.
Well, it would have had to have been 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
Because I relocated to Jacksonville, North Carolina 6 years ago, and I did that while I was still in Wilmington.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about your producing credentials. How did you get involved with it, and what have you done so you
My story is I was on television the day I was born, and that's just a true story. My mother had worked for a television station. She was traveling and on her way to Florida to work at a news station. She went into labor, went to the hospital. My grandfather was a chief engineer at the radio station. It was owned by the newspaper, so he had the newspapers go by the hospital to get my pictures, and they wired them up to the station so that Cordelia Kelly could announce my birth and show my picture on television that day that I was born. So I've been involved since then. My father would leave my mother quite often. She'd be a single mother. Back in those days, you didn't have babysitters and family like you do now to look after your kids, so she'd take me to work with her. All the stations had morning TV shows, so I'd be the little kid that would, you know, crawl around on the floor, crawl around on the equipment, or ride the tricycle or whatever on the different morning shows. And then we lived with my Aunt Dorcas, whose Uncle Scotty invented the vibromatic vibrating bed, the one that was cost a quarter in all the hotels. And she was a model for Max Factor. So she would take me to the studios, the film studios and all, and get my headshots done and then introduce me to all the stars of the, you know, popular TV shows and movies of that era. And a lot of the celebrities and stuff.
Well, what era was that?
Was that
the
1950s?
30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, what era?
The late 1950s.
Late 1950s, okay. Now, tell me about Across the Canvas. What is that exactly?
Across the Canvas, I founded in 1978 to give others the opportunity I had growing up in the entertainment business. So I was privileged to, you know, just be in the family of entertainment. And so other people that want to be interested, no matter how old they are, if they're newborns or 100 and plus years old, they're welcome to be on my show, and I'm gladly help promote whatever their dreams are, what they have to do. Our motto is where dreams touch the surface to become reality. And I produced the vision show Blank Surfaces that just premiered its 25th season this month.
Well, tell me about what you've done in Hollywood.
As far as what the projects are I've done in Hollywood or who I've worked
with?
What
has Lance Brett done in Hollywood?
Well, I mean, my show has been produced out of Hollywood since I started it. Long before that, my friends worked and wrote all the, you know, the popular movies or financed them, or my friends worked on all the popular television shows and movies, you know, since the, you know, my entire life. So that's just my connection to Hollywood is I've had pretty much every major star on my television show over the last 25 years, or I've worked with them. It's a long list, Gary.
Can you mention some names?
Well, dropping names really doesn't accomplish much, Gary. Probably the biggest name I can drop is Han Shi Ding Powles.
That's a pretty big name. That's a pretty big name. Now,
I've been working with Han Shi Ding Powles since 2009 when he and his family were on America's Got Talent.
Are you in Jacksonville, North Carolina, or Jacksonville, Florida?
Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of the largest marine amphibious base.
Okay. Now, mention Marine. You said you are a Marine, because what's your Marine? You're always a Marine. What year were you in the Marines?
1975 to 1984.
Wow, that's pretty a long time. Now, did you ever train in the martial arts? Are you just...
Well, the training in the martial arts was first from my uncle's friend. I'd mentioned it to you before the show started. And he did the Chinese styles of martial arts from the Black Mountains and the, you know, Northern Shaolin styles of martial arts. And then
you didn't do karate. You did Chinese martial arts, you're saying?
Yes, I did that most of my life growing up, the Chinese martial arts, and then I studied with Dr. Daniel K. Pye School and various other schools across the country. So, I mean, I had a school for a while.
Did you actually train with Daniel? Did you actually train with Mr. Pye?
No, I work with one of his instructors out of Greensboro who's passed on, and the only one that's left that I keep in contact was Steve, who has his school down in Florida, and I wished I'd written down where it was because I would plug it for him right now.
Well, what are you doing right now? I mean, are you producing anything particularly?
Well, my TV show is the main thing that I do, and then we promote all over the world. So I have talent on six continents and some islands in between. One of the artists, Skip Martin, that I work with through Wolf Entertainment, he won the Emmy Award for their video production for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and his performance with Stevie Wonder. And then Dorian Paul from the Gap Band, he just won the Presidential Volunteer Award. It was broadcast
wow.
on TV for volunteerism. But our artists get nominated for Oscars, Grammys, Emmys, Tonys, whatever, every year.
Cool. Now, who hosts your television show? Are you the host?
Well, no, the host, I mean... your daughter has hosted, Robin Shockley has hosted episodes of my show. She's hosted episodes from the Battle of Atlanta, interviewing yourself and Jesse Bowen.
You don't have a regular host. You just kind of like bounce around. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Catherine Sewell has been hosting my show since the first episode for 25 years.
Who is Catherine Sewell? Who is that?
Well, Catherine Sewell is a lady who was a professor at one of the universities that later in life decided she wanted to get in show business, so I helped her get in show business. And after 7 years in show business, she got her SAG card for playing the nosy neighbor on the Travelocity commercial that aired during the Orange Bowl. And since then, she's been in... pretty much any star that's made a movie in the East, she's been in a movie with, whether it's Elaine Burstyn, Sandra Bullock. She did one of Burt Reynolds' last movies, and then she does a lot of television, as does her husband, Danny Sewell.
Well, that's interesting. So, listen, I don't want you to go anywhere. I got to do a couple of segments, and I got to do a commercial, and I'm gonna bring you back. Lance, and I'm going to do a couple names.
Well, I want lots of time to talk about you and your museum and Dean.
Well, I'll bring you back in a minute, okay, please? Because I don't go anywhere, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Lance Brooks, producer with Across the Campus, and we'll be back in a few minutes with him. But, you know, each week I get to bring together the five incredible martial artists from around the country to talk about various topics. Well, you know, I've got an interesting topic tonight, and I want to bring on the two guys to introduce first. First one is the Wolverine. Wolverine, you there?
Yep, right here.
Wolverine, I got a question to ask you. What is your legacy? What do you want people to remember you as?
I mean, you know, I guess, you know, mainly I want them to remember me as a father, but then, you know, martial artist wise, I would hope that they remembered me as a, you know, competitor that got out there and you know, put in the hard work and you know, didn't just compete in one division, but multiple divisions, you know. And then as far as that, a patriot, you know, that would be the next thing, you know, a warrior
amen.
For the country.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Wolverine. I wanted to get your two cents AJ, where you at? You there, buddy, AJ?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me what your legacy is. What do you want people to remember you as besides being a...
Well, most importantly, like a father, like Dean said, but for my students, you know, drilling into my students to be technically exact martial artists and, you know, good traditional martial artists. And I hope I'm also remembered for some of the unusual demonstrations I've done.
Like sticking nails in your arm and carrying around pails of water. Yeah, I know.
Similar to that.
Similar. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as I said earlier, we have five incredible people across the country that talk about these topics that we talk about. But, you know, talking to AJ and the Wolverine, they're important to what I do. And I want you to understand how important they are, not only for you to listen to them every week, but what their legacy is and what their legacy should be. But the five that I've got, I'm going to introduce them one at a time. And I'm going to bring on my ladies first. This first lady has been with me from the beginning. She is an A3 black belt underneath the Sport Costume Museum. She is a high-ranking black belt in Shorinru Karate Do, and also a high-ranking level specialist in Kung Fu. She has a gift, ladies and gentlemen. She teaches Tai Chi, and she is a history general of the Sport Karate Museum. I want to bring on my dear friend from North Carolina, Karen Slasher. Karen, you there?
Yes, Uncle Gary, I'm here. Shout out to our guest. I'm from Smeed's Ferry, North Carolina, so we're neighbors.
Do you live there now?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do an interview for my show?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, well let's get our contact to Gary so we can touch base with each other.
Yeah, you
okay,
guys
that's
could
fine.
Go after the show. That'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. Now,
sure.
Karen, I want to ask you, honey.
Sure.
What is your legacy? How do you want people to remember Karen Slasher as a long hair, ponytail animal? What?
My students often say that when I die on my tombstone, it's going to say, you got to do the work. You got to do the work because I did the work. And that's what I tell them. I can't do it for you. I can lead you there. So I would say that my legacy is that, right or wrong, I was there. I showed up. I did the work. I did whatever needed to be done in the dojo. I practiced without being told. That was one of our jokes was, you know, the greatest gift you can give me is to practice. That tells me more about you than anything. So I believe that, and I practiced that, and I had a daily practice. I was also a good wife for 52 years. I'm mother of two daughters, and I have two grandkids, and I was there every day for them, too. I showed up for those grandkids every day. And so my legacy is that, you know, I came here to do the work, and I did it. And I never stopped training.
I believe you need to add one more.
Okay.
A great friend.
Oh, thank you.
You are. You've been
a
great friend for many years. Many years. So
that means a lot.
Karen, listen to me. I'm not going to fuss just because it's 22 degrees down here.
No, it's cold. It's cold.
I know. Well, you take care, okay? I'll see you next.
Okay, dear. I'll see you later.
Now, I have another lady, part of the five. She's from Dallas. I think it's like 11 degrees up there in Dallas right now, so it's pretty cold. But she is a Texas champion. I remember her back in the 70s. Now, she is a history general also. She's got historian under her belt. I don't bring her on right now. Ms. Bordas Radilat. Bordas, you there?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Are
How
you
is
cold? Or still, are you warm yet?
No. I don't think
no?
that being Cuban and from the Caribbean, we don't like cold weather.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about Hawaii, Bordas. I don't like cold weather either.
Exactly. So, you understand how I feel.
The question tonight or the topic is, what is your legacy? How do you want people to remember Bordas Radilat?
Well, you know, of course, the day my son was born, you know, very, very special, my family. My biggest victory, personal victory, is when I broke the world record. I was fighting. I'd been sick with the flu for 2 weeks. Terribly sick. And I had a fight, and everyone was calling me the day of the fight. I checked to see if I was going to be able to fight, how I felt, and I said, I feel great. I feel great. And excuse me?
I said you lied because apparently you weren't feeling great.
I felt great. And I had a fight, you know, that day, and it was an international fight, and that was actually in Texas, believe it or not, and which makes it even more special because, you know, I consider myself a Cuban cowgirl. And I had a fight, and in the fight, I broke the world record, and it was a three-round fight. And I had won the first round, lost the second round, and the third round I noticed that she was a North Pole fighter, and I was fighting a girl, and she was almost my size, which was really hard for me to, I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to fight someone my size? You know, that's really going to be difficult. And the head judge in the ring told us, and then my sponsors notified me, hey, you can't fight like you usually fight. And I said, look, I've just been sick, and now you're telling me I can't fight like I normally fight. You know, you're supposed to be building me up. And he says, no, you can't fight like you usually fight. He will disqualify you for excessive contact immediately. And I thought, gosh, at my age, because this was in 2005, and I said, at my age, you know, I don't have much more to accomplish. This is my chance. This, I was thinking to myself, this is my last chance really to prove myself, you know, really, really big time. And couldn't say the word retirement to me. And I decided in the last round, since it was 1-1 in the round, I noticed that she was a North Pole fighter. And I said, I'm getting ready to, once they bow us in the last round, I said, I'm going to jump up, spin around, and give her, switch on her, and just blitz her. And
Bordas, let me ask you, that's your legacy. You want people to remember you did a world record. Is that correct?
I broke the world record. I hit her in that last round.
You broke a world record. That's what you,
I broke the world record.
That's what your legacy, yes. That's what you want your legacy to be. That's
yes,
cool.
I hit her
that's
in 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, I hit her. I connected with 20 kick and punch combinations. And
cool,
out of the
cool.
20, in 30 seconds out of the 20, one of the judges had my opponent had his back to him. And so he didn't see the last kick that everyone else saw, which was a roundhouse. And he said, I saw her cut her in half, but I didn't see it. So they took 1 point away from me. But that is a world record. And the world record
pretty,
for that.
That's pretty cool, Morton. Congratulations, and that's a great legacy. So you take care. Stay warm, and I'll see you next week, okay?
Those two certificates will be in the museum because, as I've told you, they're going and they've got the seal.
Well, bring them
seal,
to me this October.
Be in the museum.
Bring them to me this October or will them to me. Whichever you want
okay.
to do, honey. I don't care. All right.
Okay.
You stay warm.
Thank you so much.
Stay warm. Now,
thank you.
Part of the five is having some amazing people from across the country. Mortis was from Texas. Carrie was from North Carolina. AJ was from Cleveland, Ohio. Dean Piles was from Florida. Nick's next man is from California. Adam, you on the line? Adam. You just texted me and said you're on the line. Adam, you there?
He may have it on mute.
Yeah. Adam, you're on mute? Okay, I guess I'll get him in a minute. This next gentleman, well, we'll bounce to Arkansas now.
Hello,
Texas,
Gary?
Arkansas. Adam, is that you?
Hello, Gary, it's Adam James here.
Well, I've been trying to call you. I'm going to introduce you first, and I'll do Dr. Terry. Okay, this next man I used to work with at the World Blotto underneath the Great Bob Wall. We became friends. He's come to Legends, and he's experienced my passion I have for history. He has a passion for history. He trains in he's a Kung Fu specialist. He also trains in Okinawa Karate in Hawaii, my home. And I want a big one right now. And I've been hollering at him. Adam, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's me.
Well, I know you just got off work. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. It's so great to be here. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, I'm going to start calling you Doc Savage because you play Doc Savage in the new Doc Savage series. But I want to ask you, Adam.
Yes.
What is your legacy? How do you want people to remember you as, not just as Doc Savage, not as an actor, as a company specialist or a karate specialist, but what do you want people to remember Adam James as?
Well, most importantly, my goal is to be remembered as a quality human being, a person of integrity, honesty, good manners, and being a positive champion of God and life. That's always been my goal, and I strive for that. I think it's really important to align ourselves with people who are like-minded, who are also, striving to create excellence in this world and do good things, do good deeds. But my ultimate, message that I've learned, and I strive to share it with others, is to not worry about what other people are going to think of you, quote-unquote, what you're going to be remembered as or your legacy, but rather just do good deeds for the purpose of doing those deeds. Of helping people and sharing knowledge that you have and continuing to be a positive impact on the community and the world. And if you do that, there's no doubt about it. You'll be remembered in positive light.
Well said. You know, we're all here for a moment, Adam. And as we've talked before, every moment are made up of various moments. But, you know, the best influence we can do to make other people feel good and to make people feel they've accomplished something great in the time that they're here, at the moment they're sharing with them.
Yes, and truly, if you have a positive impact on one person, just one young person or one adult who's going through a difficult time, and you give them a positive word or help them through a difficult moment in their life, that is going to have a ripple effect and will create more positivity for everybody in this world.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's our theme this year is that
yes.
one person can make a difference, especially a young person listening to a pioneer. So listen, Adam, God
right on,
love, buddy. It's so nice
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you every week, and I wish
Likewise.
You a happy new year, Adam. I really do,
Thank
buddy.
You.
You're one
and
of the
everybody
best.
Out there in the martial arts, I'm wishing everybody health, happiness, prosperity, and success in 2024 and always.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Adam Gaze from Rainbow Productions. Doc Savage on the new television series that'll be filming, I think, on Hulu and some other platforms. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, continuing on with the five, I've got this next gentleman. We're going to bounce to Arkansas. Now, this man is an incredible man. He is known as the Black Belt Leader. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Black Belt Leader. He is also the president of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, one of the Black Belt Hall of Fames that the Sport Karate Museum highly endorses. In fact, he allowed the Sport Karate Museum to nominate high-quality martial artists each year to be inducted, the legends, this year in October 4th and 5th. But I want to bring him on from Arkansas, and I'm sure it's cold in Arkansas today, my dear friend, Dr. John Terry. John, you there?
I am here, sir. It is 14 degrees in Arkansas, trying real hard to catch up with AJ.
I knew it. It's cold. Well, listen, John, you know, we got a couple good things to announce to our listeners also. Besides you being the Black Belt Leader, we are going to do a tribute to you this year also at the Sport Karate Museum event in October, and that's been pretty cool. But I want to ask you, because you're a big part of the five, the topic tonight. What is your legacy? How do you feel you want people to feel to remember Dr. John Terry as, or what you've done?
Professor Lee, as I've listened to everybody talk tonight and I've given some thought to the topic, a couple of things have come to mind. One of them is a saying that I hear one of my mentors, Dr. John Maxwell, say often, is he says, once you've tasted significance, success will never satisfy. And as martial artists, we've all had an opportunity to experience levels of success in our lives. But to me, significance is about the legacy that you're going to leave behind. And one of the things my parents taught me early on, and it's featured in my new book, The Black Belt Secrets of Success, I make a statement talking about legacy. And in that statement, I say this. I say, someone is going to write your epitaph. So why not write it while you're still alive by the way you live your life? And at the end of the day, I'd love it to be said about me, I was a man who taught people how to lead themselves well and make good choices and to follow God with their whole heart.
And be a good father, because I know you're the father of a beautiful young lady named Jessie. How's she doing?
She is doing well. You know, I've been privileged to have an incredible marriage. I've got six great children, three great grandchildren. They don't give out awards for fathers and grandfathers, but, you know, that in itself is something I'm very honored and proud, and I want to be remembered by my kids and grandkids as a grandfather and a father who loved them, that set the example of what it means to live a good life and have an opportunity just to set them on the path to their own success and letting them see that they can live a good life but also be a person of value that values other people.
Well, you're the best, John. And I can't wait to do your tribute in October. God bless you, sir, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. John Terry, the president of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Now, the last person of the five is someone very special to the museum. In fact, he's a personal advisor for myself and the Sport Karate Museum. He's on the advisory board of the military awards we get out every year. He hands out the beautiful blazers from the Sport Karate Museum every year. He's a 9th-degree black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum. He trained in Okinawa. He's a Sika karate champion from the 70s. That is the Southeastern Karate Association. is a world champion shooter, a professional shooter that goes around and does world championships. He's a Marine. Hurrah! He's an amazing man, ladies and gentlemen. And we got him here on the five. Colonel Phil Torres. Colonel, you there, sir?
Yes, yes, sir, I am.
Yes, sir.
And hello to everyone, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You super, sir. Now, sir, what is your legacy? What do you want people to remember Colonel Phil Torres as, sir?
Well, since I retired from the Marine Corps in 2000, after almost 35 years of active duty, I've been doing a lot of teaching, a lot of leadership seminars, a lot of team building seminars, not only in the United States, but also outside the United States. So I got a chance to read a lot of successful leaders and how they led, and then share their legacy. People like the late Stephen Covey and Dr. John Maxwell, and many others. But in reading some of the late Stephen Covey's work, one of the exercises that he has you do in his books is to write your eulogy. Write your eulogy as if you're standing back from the group that's going to say words about you. And what is it that you want them to say about you and your life and your successes and how you're going to be remembered? So write your eulogy and then go out and behave in such a manner that people at the end will say it about you, similar to what Dr. John Terry said a little while ago. So
yes,
write your eulogy and then go out and do those things that you want to be remembered for, not because you want somebody out of saying, but because that's the life you want to lead. And I like for people at my eulogy to say that he made a difference. He shared information and his experiences so that others may benefit. Because I've always been under the impression that learning, not share, is wasted.
Yes.
That he was a team member in whatever context he found himself in. He always behaved as a team member in trying to find the solutions to whatever the problems of the day were. He kept a positive and constructive message whenever possible when communicating with others. He cared. He made us smile. He was authentic. He wasn't a screamer and a shouter, but he was effective.
Yes, sir.
And I like to be reminded, both inside and outside of the martial arts. He was a teacher. He was a mentor. He was an example. Those are the words I like people to remember me by, primarily because that's what I believe in, and that's what I want to do. And to this date, I have done much of that.
Yeah.
And Colonel, I want to add to your thing. You are always leading from the front. I want to add that into your stuff. That is one thing about you. You always lead from the front.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate that, my warrior.
You are very welcome. Same to you, my warrior brother.
Colonel, we love you, sir. We love your wisdom. We love your energy. We love your attitude and your kindness. There's so many words I got to say, but you know what's really cool is I've got the amazing five every week, weekly, on this amazing show. And we get to share with our listeners our attitudes, our visions, and our desires to teach And I love that. And thank you so much, Carl. You take care, okay, sir?
Yes, sir. And I shall do that. And I hope everyone here also gets an opportunity to do that.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the five, the incredible people that I have across the country to talk about various topics. Now, I've got someone very special that's on the show that we get to mention every week because I'm a big, big, big part of it. In fact, they just created the new computer-generated figure where I am the Samurai Warrior. This is for Set VR virtual reality used on the Oculus Quest, the Apple Pro, the Rift. But I've got the inventor, the co-inventor on the show on tonight, Dr. Reginald Lee. Dr. Lee, you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. Good evening. How are you?
Dr. Lee, take a moment and share with my listeners exactly what is Set VR XL Unleashed.
Set VR XL Unleashed, self-defense, enhancement training, and virtual reality. Professor Gary Lee, my partners, Marie Shanahan, Rick Shanahan, my developers, and I are super excited that Set VR XL Unleashed has updated the program whereby you, Professor Gary Lee, will be introduced as the Wizard Warrior, as a Samurai Ninja. It is a program whereby you can continue to test your skills in a combat simulation program, just like the military and police have their simulation program. This is a simulation program for martial arts and practice the art of self-defense. It's also a program whereby you will be educated on those amazing history journals who have blazed the trail before us in sports karate. The program has been designed to help you develop a reflex response against a sudden and random attack, to neutralize without hesitation, to help you to make yourself a stronger and faster fighter while having fun in a simulation game-like program, to practice the art of self-defense in an aerobic program to enhance stamina, endurance, to continue to practice your skills in a self-defense program to practice anywhere, anytime, when you want. We also are super excited by moving the bar, and we have plans in developing multiplayer whereby you will be actually immersed in a program whereby you can challenge your colleagues or friends in a combat environment miles away. We see SetVR as a tool just like with a kicking bag, a speed bag, or a Wing Chun dummy. Imagine what you need to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want to be totally immersed in a cutting-edge program designed whereby a hologram attacker has been designed to kick your butt, moving 3 degrees against this attacker, and they attack you when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks for you to improve your skills in muscle memory, timing, speed, and coordination, and the goal of developing a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation. This is a metaphor, Professor Garley. You always talk about metaphors, placing your hand around. So this is a program whereby you can develop that reflex response, or imagine once you continue the practicing in a program to improve your skills in evasion, moving angular, linear, or circular to help you to maximize the probability of neutralizing your attacker without hesitation to move reflexively. With the Oculus Quest, Oculus Rift, what headset, if you transport it into this virtual reality program whereby this hologram will attack you when least expected, the goal is to have you to be moving angular, linear, circular, placing you in position of neutralization of an advantage to develop the reflex response against this attacker. This is a platform whereby you continue to practice what you've been taught in Kata's reforms in a program of applications to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. The program will also be introducing you to a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation, exercise, and will also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. So please visit us on our website at www.setvrxl.com, where you can see a demonstration of our program on Professor Garley's website. And this program, whereby Professor Gary Lee has been introduced as the Wisdom Warrior, as the Samurai Ninja, but before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must be able to neutralize the hologram attacker at the Gate History Portal and revolt back into the courtyard to meet the core history generals. With that being said, Professor Gary, some few words about your vision of the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with Set VR.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lee. My vision is very simple. Elders, respect, knowledge. And with Set VR XL Unleashed, you're allowed that to happen. Now, we're starting with a core group of individuals. Judge Roy Kerman, the man that brought the two-point kick rule to the world. George Minshew, the first man to bring a gold ring to open competition. Chris Minshew, an NBA world champion. Mr. Mike Billard, the owner of Century Martial Arts Magazine. Well, Century, MA Magazine, that's the magazine, but he owns Century Martial Arts, the largest sport karate manufacturer in the world. These four people will be the core group of profile history generals that after you beat the hologram, you'll get to learn about them. And then every month, or periodically, we'll add a new history general. So eventually, all the history generals will be there for the player to understand the profile of how sport karate was developed in America. Thank you, Dr. Lee, for allowing the Sport Karate Museum to be a part of it. I wish you the very best, and I'll see you next week.
Professor Lee, if I may take a second for something, let us all keep Master Jenny in our prayers. She lost her fur baby today, went over the Rainbow Bridge. So let's all keep her in our prayers.
Okay, Jenny lost what?
Her fur baby, her cat.
She lost her pet, Professor.
Okay, a fur baby, okay. But yeah, we'll keep Jenny placed in our prayers. One of our incredible history generals. Thank you, Colonel Torres. I appreciate that. Well,
yes, sir.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, let's kind of conclude that show, but I want to bring back my guest that we had tonight. Lance Brett, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Lance, tell my listeners how they would get in touch with you if they just want to talk to you about production or just be a mentor. How would they get in touch with Lance Brett across the campus?
Well, my Instagram page is at Lance Brett, all one word, and all the links to my pages are there. And my YouTube channels and all that stuff is across the canvas, all one word, ACROSSTHECANVAS. And that's, like I said, the Facebook page across the canvas, YouTube's across the canvas. Instagram is Lance Britt. You can also look up on imdb.com for the show Blank Surfaces that highlights that. Before you end the show, Gary, who was your guest that lived in Sneed's Ferry?
That's
where?
Me, Karen. Karen.
Karen, yeah, Karen
Slack. What's her last
name? Karen Slack. Oh, okay. Listen, after the show.
Okay, well, don't forget, because it would be great to have her on the show so she can talk about you.
I'll take care of it, Lance. I'll hook you up with that.
I don't want to talk about you, Karen.
From you, Dean.
Yes,
okay.
You too, Lance. And hey,
okay.
Professor, while I'm on here, let me make sure we point it out because you know, I feel like I would be doing a disservice. You know, one, I stood up to one of the greatest legends of all time over my instructor, Joe Lewis. So let me make sure I make this perfectly clear to everybody. Joe Lewis in New York beat Victor Moore for the World Heavyweight Kick Championship, and that was in New York at I think it was Aaron Banks World Professional Karate Championship. So let me just make sure we put that out there because a lot of stuff that said about Joe, they you know, sometimes it ain't true. So let's just make sure we put that out there for the history book.
Well, let me ask you a question, Dean. Did Joe beat Victor or Victor beat Joe?
Yes. Joe beat Victor and was paid, I think it was like $600 for that championship. And it was Aaron Banks' competition. It was in New York. I think it was at the It's like Dumbledore, Warlord, some motel in New York.
The Ward of Asteria, that's what it was called. Wolverine, I got a question when we get off the air. Okay, now, did they fight twice? Because Victor told me that he beat Joe one time.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, that's the story.
Okay, so it's controversy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's controversy.
Yeah, and if it was point fight, not kickboxing.
Right.
So this if it was, it was a point fight match, not a kickboxing match.
Okay, good point. Well, that'd be a good topic for a show later on. That'd be good. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Wolverine, you stay warm, and I'll see you next week, too. Okay, buddy?
Yep. Actually, you'll see me this week.
Yes, sir.
Again.
I will.
Yeah.
I know, buddy. I know. I'm
right.
Wolverine.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the five, our incredible sponsor, SetVR, and, of course, our producer, Hansi Jesse Bullard, and our very special guest tonight, Mr. Matt Brett, for being on Parts Unknown. So we want to say thank you again for allowing us to come into your home on a Tuesday night. And like we say every week, we beat it from the heart. Much, much mahalo. Aloha, everybody. Good night.
Aloha.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Aloha.
Good night.
Good night. It was nice talking to you all.
Likewise.